Republican U.S. Senate candidate and someone who's been on our show quite a bit in the past before he became a candidate, Dr. Vikram Mancharamani. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Vic. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. How are you?
So you're in the race. How's it going?
You know, no complaints. We've been hitting different Republican meetings all over the state, meeting voters. The fundraising's going well. Everything's going according to plan. So far, so good.
Well, let's talk about sort of the issues of the day. How do we lower gas and oil prices? How do we lower them in this region and the country quickly versus like a year of suffering?
Yeah, Jack, look, this is a big problem, and we need to acknowledge and understand this is the result of policy. This is not random. You know, I was listening and reading about Biden's memo to the energy companies. It's offensive. He's blaming Putin for everything. This is absolutely an unforced error we did to ourselves. How do you lower in the short run? Well, the first thing is you got to incentivize as much supply and refining as possible. But I will argue to you that we actually are precariously balanced in a way that, you know, one hurricane that hits the Gulf Coast here in the United States, and we're going to see $6, maybe $7 gasoline at the pump right as we go into driving season. So, you know, we're really dangerously positioned here. And so I'm worried about it. There are no, unfortunately, quick short-term fixes. Yes, we can sort of remove some gas taxes and stuff like that. But that's not going to solve the problem. That's going to give you a very temporary relief.
All right. Now, in terms of where we're headed, and you look at some of the other concerns, interest rates today, 0.75% rate hike, inflation. You know, again, we had Governor Sununu on the show Friday, asked him point blank, are we going into recession this fall? You've been an economic thinker. You talk a lot publicly about this stuff. Are we going into recession in a few months or not?
Absolutely. I mean, Jack, I think we may be in the middle of one right now. Look at what Target reported. Target says their sales are falling. Look at what's happening to Walmart. Look, when you spend, I just spent $111 to fill up my Jeep Grand Cherokee. $111. That's less money for me to spend on things with my kids this summer. That's less money for me to go buy stuff with. That is just a fact. And so, surprise, surprise, prices are up. People are going to spend less on other things. We're going to have inflationary environment at the same time as we're seeing GDP shrink. That is the definition of a recession. And so when we have prices rising and growth falling, it's a bad word. I know you've used it. You've sort of described it, but stagflation. That's definitionally what we have right now.
Yeah. Well, again, when you look at this race, how do you differentiate yourself from some of the other candidates? Retired General Don Bolduc, obviously a great story of service to the country. You have Senate President Chuck Morris. You have Kevin Smith, former gubernatorial candidate, and you know, others. But, I mean, when you look at this race, how do you differentiate yourself?
Yeah, Jack, look, I just have a completely different background. I've spent my entire life in the business world. I've been a solutions-oriented problem solver. I've taught students. I've taught about economics, and I've written a book about inflation. I've thought about how to think about making decisions in the face of uncertainty. I have a business-oriented approach to addressing problems that really has three key pillars. One, accountability. Two, transparency. And three, competition. If we introduce those dynamics in virtually every problem we face, we get solutions that pop out, whether it's education. I don't know a parent out there that doesn't want to know transparently what the school is teaching. They want the teachers to be held accountable. And then if they aren't held accountable and if they find they're not doing what they said they're going to do, they want choice, competition. It's true in healthcare. We can go through almost every energy. I want an all-of-the-above energy policy. Choice. Give me every option on the table. Don't subsidize inefficient energies right. And beat up the reliable ones. So I think the framework I have from 25 years of business experience differentiates me. I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman.
Let me ask you this before I let you go. Dr. Vikram Mancharamani, Republican U.S. Senate candidate. One of your challenges in this race, Senate President Chuck Morris, his campaign put out a few weeks ago a statement that they were going to do $1 million in advertising. I think among the field before you get in, he had outraised Kevin Smith or Don Bolduc or the field in terms of money raised, not money put in by the individual. One of the other campaigns noted that a lot of the money the Morris campaign said they were going to spend on media is reserved, not really spent until later. So I don't know the gamesmanship, but I guess the question is fundraising. A lot of people say Senator Hassan obviously has raised millions of dollars. far outraising any Republican. In fact, she might be outraising all of you combined. And some people say, as bad as it is to raise money to run for office, it's essential to get your message out. So my question to you is, how are you doing on the fundraising? How important is it? And are you intending to put in some of your own net worth in this race at a substantial level to make it more successful statewide? So it's just sort of a money-raising financial question for you.
Sure. Look, Jack, the sad reality, you're right, is that money matters. It's what helps build name ID. It's what helps gets the message out there. And I've been running around talking to people both inside the state and, you know, of course, some people outside the state to share my message, to tell them what I'm about, to tell them what I want to do. And the one thing that's crystal clear is that the ideas I have are resonating with those I get to. And people are taking out checkbooks. People are writing. There's donations ranging from $5 donations right up until thousands of dollars donations from different people in all walks of life.
Right.
You know, we will release the data, I guess, at the end of the month.
I guess my question is, are you going to put, like, for example, $1 million of your own money into the race?
You know, I haven't decided what I'm going to do, Jack. I don't think $1 million of my personal net worth is going to be put into this race. If that's your direct question, I don't think I will do that. I'm not sure I have that much, honestly. I have, as you know, a daughter with some special needs, and I'm going to try to, you know, a dollar taken away from her needs in the long term. It's something I'm not really willing to do. I take care of my family first.
All right. Appreciate the time. We'll get you back in soon. Good morning, New Hampshire.
Right.
Dr. Vikram Mancharamani. What's the website if people want to learn more?
Yeah, it's just Vikram, V-I-K-R-A-M, the number 4-N-H.com.
Thank you, Dr. Vic. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Jack.